So let's go out to the guest line and welcome in Malcolm Smith, newest Raiders linebacker to the program. Malcolm, you're on with Jim Miller, Pat Kerwin, Moving the Chains, Sirius XM, NFL Radio. Thanks for joining us today, Malcolm. How's your new gig going with the Oakland Raiders?
It's going great so far, man. We've been putting in some good days of work and trying to gel.
Malcolm, you've been around the magic formula of what it takes to be a very good football team. How much influence do you have, and do they need help in that area, and or do you feel when you got there pleasantly surprised these guys know what it takes? They're just, you know, younger and not as good as you yet, from what your other experience was.
Well, I mean, we all can use each other. We all can learn from each other. So definitely my goal has been to communicate as much as I know and what I've learned, and try to impart that on other guys, and as well as take information from them and what they've seen. So we're just trying to gel and build something here.
Well, just from your experiences, obviously playing at USC and, you know, the Raiders, they've had their ups and downs, but certainly have been relevant throughout the National Football League in their history, and now the new vibe that Jack Del Rio brings to the building. I know you can't comment on what's been like prior, but what have you noticed since you've arrived there to the Oakland Raiders?
Just a great level of commitment, you know, throughout the building, of everybody wanting to do the right things for us to be successful. From, you know, obviously the front office has made some decisions to bring guys in, and just management in general, you know, just the things that they offer us to have, building out the facility, you know, taking care of our bodies and being attentive to those things. So it's a great commitment from everybody, players included, and that's what we're trying to continue to do.
How are they using you? You know, you've a very interesting guy. You played a lot of different roles. You can play a lot of different positions. Where are you getting the most work, and what else are they trying to cross-train you with?
I mean, that's exactly what we've all been doing as a group, the linebackers. We've been kind of cross-training and being able to learn multiple spots so we can get the best guys on the field. You know, so I've just been trying to compete and show my best.
Well, Malcolm, you've seen some physical freaks up there in Seattle. Where do you rank some of the young bucks for the Oakland Raiders, whether it's young Khalil Mack and the newest draft pick? I know he'll probably be starting out as a defensive end, but what have you seen from Mario Edwards Jr. since his arrival?
Mario's got great quickness, great suddenness off the ball. You know, when he's lined up and ready to go, he's very, very difficult to block, so... I'm looking forward to seeing him kind of get some action and get after. And obviously, Khalil is—he's one of a kind in this league. You know, there wasn't anybody like him in Seattle. He's definitely his own beast, and it's going to be a pleasure to also play with him.
Tell me about Jack Del Rio. You've really been around Pete and other USC guys basically your whole life. Tell me about Jack. We know him pretty well, but I'd be interested in your take on that new head coach.
Well, he's obviously, you know, passionate about winning. He's passionate about football. You know, he was a player. He's been a coach for a long time, and he's been a part of some great teams. So I think his number one goal is to get our mentality right, and just being a leader as far as leading us as men, you know, trying to steer us in the right direction as far as being professionals and being aware. So we've had a good time. We've had fun, but, you know, we're here for a goal, and that's to win games.
Let me follow up with that, because here's what we get the feeling from their fans. And in a lot of ways, they're outside observers, and they are totally outside observers. But it's kind of the old cliche, they got to change the culture in there. I don't know. And maybe Jack's given a lot of speeches in that area, new facilities, new this, new that. Do they really need all that, or they just need a couple more good players?
I don't think it's about the players. I think the players are here. You know, the talent level in the NFL in general is typically pretty good. This is about the level, the attention to detail, and the commitment daily. You know, it's the league is really competitive, and it comes down to small detail things, you know, that'll separate a player from being really good or kind of looking like he's lost out there. So that's what we've been trying to build. That's what we've been trying to harp on.
Well, that's a great point, Malcolm, because you guys were so fluid in Seattle. Probably the install, because you guys had laid that foundation so early with Pete Carroll that you could do a lot early in terms of the install. How has been the progression of install defensively as Jack tries to lay the foundation with he and you guys like you and Ken Norton there as your defensive coordinator? Has it been any different in terms of the volume, so to speak, to so you can get that attention to detail?
You know what, I'd say it's been kind of more focused on the fundamentals.
Okay.
we're obviously not game planning at this point, so it's not very specific. So we've been kind of general and trying to just hone in on our style. You know, it's one of those things where when you look at a great defense, you think about a great defense. Offenses have to deal with them, you know. They go on the Sundays trying to see what the – instead of trying to, you know, the defense changing what they're doing. The good defenses are the ones that, you know, we got to step up and we got to deal with their style. So we're trying to hone in our style and just being fundamentally sound and being aware of the things we're going to be doing so we're not looking lost.
Congratulations on signing with the Raiders. It does. Sounds like it's just been a terrific offseason for Oakland. So hopefully we'll talk to you down the road, Malcolm. Enjoy the rest of your offseason till training camp, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
Take care, Malcolm. Good luck.
Malcolm Smith, everybody, newest Raiders linebacker.